own brothers this way, a few times back in the north. The blood smell takes control and kills the mind and deadens the soul, and there's nothing human left. Tide howled a tortured cry and flung himself toward the building the Key family occupied, sword wheeling overhead. The place showed no obvious signs of having been invaded. I followed him, my own blade bare, unsure why, though I thought fleetingly of the woman Sara. Probably my actions were as thoughtless as those of the Taglians. Taglians got in our way. Tide engaged in some sort of bobbing, weaving dance. Two soldiers fell, their throats spurting. I beat another around with my sword, leaving him a collection of bruises and a lesson about dueling a guy a foot taller and 50 pounds heavier. Then there were Taglians everywhere, most paying no attention to us. I didn't have much trouble defending myself. Those people were smaller and weaker, and had a much shorter reach. And what I managed by brute power, Tide accomplished through maneuver. Hardly anyone was interested in us by the time we reached the speaker's door. I had guessed wrong before. 5 or 6 Taglians had gotten inside. They just were not going to leave again. Not walking. Tide barked something in Yuan Bao. A voice replied. I took a wild swing at one last particularly stupid Taglian, spending the rest of the edge of my blade on his helmet. Then I shoved the door shut and barred it, and looked around for something to pile against it. Unfortunately, the Keys were so poor, their best furniture consisted of ragged reed mats. A lamp's flame rose, then another and another. For the first time, I saw the entire room the Keys occupied. I saw the mauled corpses of several invaders. They had become focused on exploiting the beautiful woman before they finished everyone else. Kigota was still mutilating the Taglian corpses. But not all the corpses were Taglian. Not even the majority were Taglian. Only a small percentage were Taglian. Sara was holding her children to her chest, but neither would ever know fear again. Sara's eyes were empty. Tide made a sound like a kitten's whimper. He threw himself onto a woman. The woman lay face downward upon two little ones she'd attempted to shield with her body. Her effort hadn't been in vain. The youngest, less than a year old, was crying. No Taglian seemed inclined to try the door. I dropped to my knees where I had sat talking to the speaker so often. It appeared he and Hong Tre had watched death arrive and had engaged it in their places of honor. The old man was stretched out with his head and shoulders in Hong Tre's lap. But his lower body remained almost as it had been when he was seated. His wife slumped forward over him. The racket outside picked up.
Tide! Get your ass pulled together, man!
What? The old woman.